We're at a conference of health journalists, but Aphrodite Volodarki is someone who has a slightly different perspective on health journalism because, Aphrodite, you used to work in health communication.
Yes, I'm actually still working at a non-NGO organization in Greece called Prolepsis, which is a public health organization. So in many cases, we are the ones that provide the information to the journalists.
We're hearing a number of eminent journalists bemoan the fact that lots of journalists don't understand health and there's a shortage of journalists who do. How did you find journalists?
There are journalists that will call you up and make a lot of questions and try to look into the subject into depth and really understand it. But there are, in many cases, we see that some of the press releases we send out to the press are then published as they are, which shows that I don't know if they understand it or not, but I know that they just reproduce the information as it is provided without making any questions. But the whole idea behind the project we're now running is that what we have found is that there is lack of training for specialized health journalism. And this project that we're running, which is called HEART, Health Reporting Training Project, and it's run by 7 different organizations from the European Union, exactly wants to point out this lack of training, this lack of specialized trained journalists, and how perhaps we can provide some training tools that could help with enhancing their skills and their knowledge on how to better cover health issues.
It's a European Union project. So why would the European Union want this to happen?
The European Union stresses a lot of importance on the accuracy and on the quality of the news that are reported regarding health. So this project is primarily aiming to help improve this situation, so that's why.
Because actually health journalism and what journalists write and report has an impact on people's actual health.
Mm-hmm, exactly. We all know how much the key role that media plays in people's perceptions and people's knowledge. There are studies that show that even decision-making can be affected by the media. So the information that actually reaches the audience, it's very important to be correct.
There's a master's degree program here at Coventry University. Well, what's the situation like in the rest of Europe?
Mm-hmm. The situation is not that good concerning training. For example, in Greece, we do have universities and other courses provided by both public and private institutions, but there is no course whatsoever that is on health journalism. There are courses, there are many courses on sports, let's say journalism, but nothing on health. There are many countries in the European Union that don't have, or at least we weren't able to identify such courses. There are some, but in general, I'd have to say that the courses available are really limited.
And some of those courses perhaps are being funded and run by perhaps the wrong organisations.
Some of these projects are run by pharmaceuticals.
But you are doing something about this. You're putting together training materials, running courses. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are. We actually launched our website and we have an online database for people and journalists that are interested in finding those kind of opportunities. And we're then organizing workshops, which will be on health journalism, and also having lots of materials available online for people to have easier access to this information.
But will you be able to tailor those courses to the individual situations in the countries that people are reporting? Because it's not the same story everywhere.
That's true. That's a very good question. That's why we have 7 different countries. That's why each country is looking at the situation and is doing a small survey with a journalist from their country. And what we have been aiming to do is have, a core body of some of the courses that will be common for all the countries. But then each partner will be able to differentiate on a few courses so as to cover exactly those differences among countries, which is hard to accomplish, but that's what we're aiming to do.
All this is in the future. If people want to find out what's going on, there's a website?
Yes, the website is www.heart-project.eu.